This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we continue the special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. We'll hear how Jesus is condemned to death by the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of kindness so we can bear love instead of false witness. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build a virtue of hope so he can never fail to place his hope in God and reject suicide. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 57 through 68, and chapter 27, verses 1 through 10. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and elders had gathered. But Peter followed him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat down with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his testimony. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." And they spat in his face and struck him. And some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ, who is it that struck you?" When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that he was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned in betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for a potter's field, as the Lord had directed me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's gospel reading. Jesus enters into his passion in the agony of the Garden of Gethsemane, overcomes Satan's attacks, and resolves to do the Almighty Father's will. Jesus demonstrates his complete control by physically knocking down the arresting mob to the ground and protecting his apostles from arrest. The apostles attempt to fight, but flee. Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss, and Jesus surrenders himself to the soldiers and police. Jesus is taken to Annas, the highly influential former high priest of the Jews, and father-in-law of the current high priest, Caiaphas. We see that referred to in John chapter 18, verses 13 and 14, and 19 through 23. Annas attempts to interrogate Jesus, but Jesus boldly refuses, instead confirming he has spoken openly and hidden nothing, and challenges Annas to produce witnesses. When a guard strikes Jesus in the face for supposed disrespect of the high priest, Jesus demands the guard justify his unjust act. Annas, having unjustly satisfied himself with Jesus' guilt, sends Jesus bound to Caiaphas. In the meantime, demonstrating their evil conspiracy to kill Jesus, the high priest Caiaphas has already assembled the Sanhedrin to quickly condemn Jesus. Caiaphas, seated like a judge, oversees a prearranged parade of false witnesses which fail to convict Jesus. Finally, two men accurately report Jesus had revealed he could rebuild the temple in 3 days. Jesus says that in John chapter 2, verse 19. A human impossibility, failing to comprehend Jesus' prophecy of his crucifixion and resurrection 3 days later. Frustrated by Jesus' silence, Caiaphas stands up and challenges Jesus, asking if Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Jesus confirms he is the Son of God, and they will see him seated at the right hand in power, and he will return, coming on the clouds of heaven. Furious, Caiaphas tears his sacred robe, falsely accusing Jesus of blasphemy, but unwittingly abdicates his priesthood. A priest could not tear their robes. This is seen in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6, and it confirms that Jesus is the divine priest. Jesus is blindfolded, spit upon, slapped, struck with fists, mocked, insulted, and beaten by the guards. The Gospel of Mark records that in chapter 14, verse 65. At daybreak, Caiaphas receives a unanimous verdict from the Jewish Sanhedrin, sentencing Jesus to death, and he delivers him to Pilate. That's recorded in Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 and 2. Judas repents, returns the blood money bribe to the Jewish priests, and then commits suicide. The evil priests realize that their devious blood money bribe is unclean and unfit to be put in the temple treasury. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be astounded by how Jesus, the divine judge, allows his attackers to condemn themselves. Caiaphas condemns himself when he falsely accuses Jesus of blasphemy and tears his own robes. The Sanhedrin condemns themselves by falsely condemning him to death. And the temple priests condemn themselves when they realize their returned blood money is unclean. Despite the somber account of today's reading, there still are ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon Jesus' great sacrifice. Let's look at a couple of ways. Bear love instead of false witness. Realize, Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin collude to kill Jesus unjustly by arranging false witnesses. This clearly violates the eighth commandment. Every Catholic man should vigilantly strive to never bear false witness and keep the eighth commandment. Believe. Reflect upon the offenses against truth. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2475 through 2487. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of kindness, a part of justice, so I never falsely condemn others in my hidden thoughts or in my public words and actions, and instead offer works of mercy when called to do so by you. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Hope in God and be protected from suicide. Realize, Judas lacks the virtue of hope, falls into despair, and then commits suicide, which is a grave objective sin which breaks the fifth commandment. Believe. Reflect upon the sin of despair. See the Catechism, paragraph 2091. and also reflect upon the grave sin of suicide. See the Catechism paragraphs 2280 through 2283 and 2325. Pray. Jesus, giver of life, help me build the virtue of hope, so I never despair to the point of suicide, and so I always trust your justice and mercy for the poor souls who have killed themselves. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of kindness so you can bear love instead of false witness. And second, seek the virtue of hope so you never fail to place your hope in God and always reject the grave sin of suicide. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way for you to continue to draw others to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to hear more about the Passion of Jesus Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com and you can find the rest of the 11-part series. In addition, you can find an extensive library to help you grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, never forget that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.